今天是我们最后一次来看《使徒行传》。
Today will be the last time we'll be studying the Book of Acts.
接下来我们会学这个《生命记》。
Going forward, from here on, we'll be taking a look at the Book of Deuteronomy.
那今天我们的这个《使徒行传》最后一课是《使徒行传》第十五章，我们一起打开第十五章。
Okay, let's turn to chapter 15, Book of Acts, for the last look at the book today.
那么这里给我们记载一件影响整个世界的一次的这个会议。
And this chapter describes the event that would have an impact on the world.
那是一个会议。
And it's a meeting.
我们常常开会。
We always tend to have meetings.
可能我们开的会没有什么影响力。
Perhaps some of the meetings that we have that would not have much of an impact.
其实我们常开会，我们开的会都有影响力的。
Actually, most of the meetings that we have tend to actually have an impact.
而这也是今天我要借着这段经文跟大家分享的一个重点，就是做决定。
And I think the key point that I'd like to bring across with this passage today is that we have to make decisions.
这个做决定这样的一件事情，影响了我们自己，也影响别人，甚至影响整个世界。
I think this issue with respect to just decision making not only impacts us, but the people around us as well as perhaps the world around us.
我也希望说我们今天在这里想一想。
And hope that today we'll spend time, some time to think about.
不管是哪一个年龄的人。
Regardless of age.
包括是年轻的这个少年人。
Perhaps you belong to the youth group.
我们来想一想这个做决定这一件事情的这个严肃性跟重要性。
I think we need to think about the importance or the significance of this decision-making process.
可能现在已经有人在想，等一下崇拜完之后做什么了。
Perhaps some of us are thinking about what we'll be doing after worship this morning.
可能已经有人在用手机，现在已经开始在告诉他的朋友，等一下去哪里了。
Perhaps some of us are texting one another just to let the other party know where we'll be heading after church.
我这里有一个要求。
I have a request.
我希望所有的人。
I hope that everyone.
就是你听不懂这边在讲什么。
Perhaps you don't understand what we might be discussing.
或者你觉得我们这边在讲的东西跟你没有什么关系，没有什么用的。
Perhaps you think that what we are discussing here might not be of any relevance to you.
我请你忍耐一下。
I hope that you would bear with us.
请你不要用手机发短讯。
I hope you will not use your phones to text others.
请你现在把你的手机关掉，不是 silent mode， 关掉好吗？
I hope that you turned off your cell phones at this moment.
特别是等一下我们举行圣餐的时候。
Particularly when we're having a Holy Communion later this morning.
不是每一些事情我们觉得不重要的，就别人对别人也不重要。
It's not that some of the things that we might not regard as important are actually unimportant to others.
所以当你觉得不重要的时候，你开始做一些东西，但你在影响别人，别人觉得很重要，那很不好的。
And I think when we regard as unimportant that certain things that we do actually impacts on others that regard this issue as important, I think that's the issue.
所以让我们也在这个短短的时间里面走出自己的那个范围，想想那对别人很重要的，所以我们不要影响别人。
Okay, let's take this moment to actually consider the impact of our actions on others, and let's kind of ponder on that as well.
你打开这个《使徒行传》第十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 15, Book of Acts.
那么刚开始的时候，有这样的一个事情发生了。
At the beginning of this chapter, there's this event.
就是第一节这样说，有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们说，民人若不按摩西的规条受割礼，不能得救。
Verse 1, some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers, unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved.
那接下来你看到那个反应是保罗、巴拿巴跟他们大大地纷争辩论。
And the reaction, verse 2, this brought Paul and Barnabas into sharp dispute and debate with them.
你知道这个事情呢，不是只是一个普通小小的事。
And you understand that this is not a very simple or basic issue.
让我用很简单的方式给大家稍微有一个了解，到底是什么事情。
Let me use a simple example to explain to you the significance of this.
在2000年前，那一次这个会议呢，到底是在 处理什么事情。
Over 2,000 years ago, what exactly was this meeting trying to deal with?
那个是信耶稣的事情刚刚开始，刚刚出现。
And this is when I think Christianity was first developed or established.
不要用 Christianity，就是你用 Jesus Movement 或者 Jesus Event 也好，我不要用 Christianity， 因为 Christianity 是很后期的 Western 的那个东西，我不要你用后期的想最早的啊。就是信耶稣的事情刚刚开始。
So this was at the beginning of the Jesus Movement.
然后这些信耶稣的人都是犹太人。
And these believers are all Jewish.
然后耶稣也是犹太人。
And certainly Jesus is Jewish as well.
不是洋人啊。
It's not a Western.
那么他们即刻碰到一个问题。
And they immediately ran into a problem.
一个信了耶稣的人，信了耶稣之后。
And this believer, after he believes in Jesus.
明天、后天、接下来，他要怎么样生活？
And so how does he or she actually conduct their lives after the day or the day after his or her belief?
我在这里先要跟大家道歉。
I just want to just begin by apologizing to everybody.
不然我再也没有机会了，因为明年我要下台。
Because if not, I might not have a chance as I'm planning to step down next year.
明年我们会有新的主理牧师。
Starting from next year, we're going to have a new
moderator.
Moderator.
What is a senior pastor?
Senior pastor in church.
我要道歉，是因为在过去我做主理牧师的这一个二十年。
I want to apologize because as senior pastor over the past 20 years,
在这一件事情上，我没有给你们很清楚的帮助。
And on this particular issue, I did not provide very concrete help over this period.
就是我们作为喜年堂，什么是我们的这个基督徒生活的一个样子？
And what exactly should as a Jubilee Church, what exactly should Christian life be like?
所以我们当中有 FCBC 的。
So within us there are
FCBC.
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 Pastor Roland Gong's 的。我们有 Navigator 的。
We have
Navigator. 导航会的。我们有这个校园传道会的 CCC 的。
And we have CCC.
然后我们也有浸信会的 Experiencing God 的。然后我们也有一些天主教的、罗尤拉的一些的，然后我们还有那我自己的是 Calvin 的。
So we have different factions within the church.
我们还有 Evangelical Free Church 的，就是这个Discipleship。还有卫理公会的这个 Disciple。
And other the disciples.
West. 我们都很自由的用了这些不同的，但是到最后。到今天，你说我们剩下的是什么
？And that we all obviously go about our own way, and but what do we end up with at the end of the day?
那么这件事情本来就不是一件容易的事情。
And to begin with, this is not a simple issue to deal with.
在两年前，我开始才比较了解，所以我建议这个福音课 A 跟福音课 B。
And about 2 years ago, I began to have a better grasp of this matter, and that's why I proposed Gospel Class A and Gospel Class B.
因为要做决定跟判断这样的一个事情，真的不是很容易。
Because to make a decision and a judgment on an issue like this is not a simple matter.
所以我可以感受到他们当年碰到这个问题的时候那种难处。
And I certainly can appreciate the difficulty they have had when they were dealing with this issue back then.
你自己想想就好。
We should take a minute to think about
this. 你想你是一个组长。
And let's think of yourself as being a group leader.
然后你慢慢想上去，想你是执事，你是长老，然后你是传道，你是主理牧师。
Let's assume you kind of slowly move up to be deacon, the elder, I guess evangelist, and then eventually senior pastor.
你看到有人。在来喜年堂，然后信耶稣了。
And you see that someone has come to Jubilee and believes in Jesus.
然后你问你自己，接下来我怎么样帮助他成为一个信耶稣的基督徒
？And then I start to ask myself, how do I go about helping him to become a Christian after this?
然后他的那个信徒生活应该是怎么样的
？And what should his Christian life be like?
当你开始想这件事情的时候
，And when you start thinking about this,
我相信你就会开始进入一个非常。认真的一个生活里面的一个事情。
And then I think you start to get into a moment of certain seriousness.
或者就你就是一个普普通通的一个，这里你不是任何人，然后你就是一个青少年，一个普通的一个。
Or you're just a church member attending a service.
你可以问你自己说，在你在这里这么多年，有没有人告诉你这件事情？有没有人教你这件事情？
And you can ask yourself over the years since you've been a member, have anyone approached to ask you about this issue?
如果你的答案是没有，或者说不够，或者是有了，不过，我先跟你道歉。This is my fault.
So if your answer is perhaps not, or perhaps you're, but it's not adequate, then with this issue, I apologize.
我们真的在这件事情上做得很不够，做得很不好。
And I think on this particular issue, we did not deal with it correctly.
那我也希望你自己想一想，你能够帮你的朋友吗？
And I would like you to think whether you would be able to help your friend with this particular issue.
如果你的朋友，你所关心、你所爱的，你希望他的这个基督徒生命能够一个成长。
And if this particular friend that you care about and you wish that his Christian life will develop,
叫他一生人呢都爱上帝、爱人。
And that he will love God as well as the.
叫他一生人呢都能够很好的是一个信徒。
And that he will be a good disciple over his life.
你说你能够帮他什么呢
？What can you do to go about helping him?
我希望你今天开始去想这个问题。
I hope that you start thinking about this issue this morning.
也希望你今天去要求这件事情。
And hope that you actually start to request.
为你自己也好，为别人也好。
For yourself or for others, beginning today.
我相信，当我们开始这样去要求这些，去想这件事情，我们开始牧养自己，也牧养别人。
I think once we start to ask this issue for ourselves or for others, we start to shepherd ourselves or there are people around us.
3年后、5年后、10年，我们会看到喜年堂不一样。
I think the Jubilee Church will be different 3, 5, 10 years out from now.
如果我们不认真去面对、去注意这个问题
，I think if we do not deal with this issue or focus on this issue seriously,
再过十年
，10 years from now,
我们看到我们不会有什么进步。
I don't think we have much progress over this period.
但是2000年前那一次的那个会议做了一个这样的决定。
But this meeting 2,000 years ago, they came to such a decision.
那么大家都知道。犹太人呢是信上帝的。
People understand that Jews they believe in God.
所以你只要打开旧约。
So once you turn to the Old Testament.
所以一个信上帝的犹太人，他不能够说他不知道怎么样做一个信上帝的犹太人。
So a Jew who believes in God, Jesus cannot say that he cannot or does not know how to live a life for someone who believes in God.
因为整个旧约这些事情讲得很清楚的。
Because this is well described in the Old Testament.
所以呢，他们就想，既然你信耶稣了
，And now they obviously understand that since you believe in Jesus，
那这个这边的你呢，是那些非犹太人
，And this you here refers to non-Jews。
所以这些犹太人就对这些非犹太人说，很简单啊，你就像我们一样啊，我们怎么样做一个信上帝的犹太人，你就做一个怎么样信上帝的耶稣，信耶稣的跟我们一样的做法了。
And these Jews certainly just impose what they believe as the right way on the non-Jews.
那么，做犹太人，做一个信上帝的犹太人呢，就是做难的话呢，就是要行割礼，然后守律法。
And I think the most difficult part for a Jew who believes in Jesus are two things: follow the law of Moses as well as the issue of circumcision.
但是为什么保罗说不是这样
？And why does Paul turn around and say no? This is not the case.
问题就是说，为什么保罗说？非犹太人信了耶稣，不需要像犹太人那样。
Why does Paul say that non-Jews who believe in Jesus do not have to follow what the Jews do？
啊，就是那个会议他们要处理的。
And this is what that meeting had to deal with。
也许你想想你周围。
Perhaps you can think about our surroundings。
有一些宗教。
The certain religions。
当你信了之后。
After you believe in them。
如果你是华人。
If you are Chinese。
你要放下你所有的华人的生活方式
and you have to drop all your ways or culturalism with respect to the Chinese
然后你要跟他像他活得像他那样的一种人
and you have to adopt the way they live
我相信你知道我在讲什么
I think you understand what I'm referring to
这就是当年那一些人跟保罗这样说的
and this is exactly what those people told Paul back then
他们有错吗
were they wrong
我想他们没有错
I don't think that that's
因为这是很自然的嘛。
And this is quite natural.
你如果说一个信上帝的人，接下来怎么样过信上帝的生活，那我们犹太人就是这样咯，你就照我们这样咯。
And it's quite natural to say that if since you believe in Jesus, this is how you should live your life. Seem to be quite natural.
但是为什么保罗他们说这些不是犹太人，所以不用这样
So why did Paul turn around and say, since these are not Jews, you don't have to do follow these rules?
那今天我不跟你解决这个问题。
And this morning we're not going to necessarily tackle this issue.
因为这个是新约学者研究的，到今天呢，各种理论都还没有到一个完全的一个大家都同意的。
And this is still an issue that's been tackled by New Testament scholars, and there's no conclusive any conclusion.
There is conclusion, but there's no consensus.
Concrete consensus conclusion.
那么，但是我们却能够看到这个事情的经过的一个很重要的这个功课。
And now we can see the actual happenings of this event and what we can learn from it.
结果他们呢就去耶路撒冷找使徒。
And they ended up going to Jerusalem to find the apostles.
那你接下来看呢，使徒们就跟他们一起开会。
And as we keep reading on, it says that they had a meeting with the apostles.
那么路加告诉我们说，他们在那边辩论第六章第六节。
Verse six, Luke says that.
第七节。
Verse seven, it says that they were having a debate with the apostles.
他们也做很多的这个商量。
And they had a lot of discussions.
然后最后彼得站起来，然后彼得起来讲话。
And Peter stood up and spoke.
彼得讲完之后，最后呢，雅各站起来讲话。
And after Peter finished, James stood up and spoke.
我们注意雅各怎么讲话。
Let's focus on what James said.
十九节他说，所以根据我的意见，不可难为那归附神的外邦人。
Verse 19, it is my judgment therefore that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God.
他说根据我的意见。
He says, it's my judgment.
雅各不是说根据我祷告了之后上帝告诉我，根据我看到的异象，根据我查考圣经，他不是，他说根据我的意见。
James says it's according to my judgment, not after prayers or revelations from God.
为什么圣经里面出现做决定呢，跟我们今天的很多的这个教导不一样的？
Why does it seem to be in conflict with our teachings?
我们传统上我们所熟悉的就是我们是查考圣经，我们这个一起祷告，我们禁食，然后我们等异象，我们等声音，为什么不是的？
And this is quite contrary to what we're used to in terms of prayer, studying the Bible and wait for signs.
他们是在那边辩论。
They were there to debate.
然后他们在那边商论探讨。
And they were there to discuss.
然后最后雅各起来总结，他说：“根据我的意见。”
And James, in conclusion, stood up and said, "It's my judgment."
各位。在这个所谓做决定的过程里面
brothers and sisters, in this decision-making process,
我们都知道今天我们要面对一些很重要的一些事情做决定的时候，我们每个人都知道真的是很辛苦的。
We understand that when we have to make decisions, particularly with respect to very difficult questions, it's actually very tough.
也因着我们现今这个时代
and particularly in this modern time,
跟我的这以前受教育的时代
and this, when this compared to the time when I was going through school,
我们做决定的方式已经很不一样了。
The way we come about making decisions are very different.
我们多么希望说一个比我们更好更大的或者什么帮我们做决定是最好的。
We hope that someone who is more powerful will make a decision on our behalf.
因为我们说我们做决定不一定会是最好的。
Because the decisions that we make might not be optimal.
所以我们希望上帝最好跟我们讲话。
So we hope that God would speak to us.
我们希望上帝给我们异象。
And hope that God would give us some signs.
总而言之，上帝用一种方法就是你直接告诉我最好，我不用想那么多。
That the best way is for God to show us a way, and so we don't have to spend much time thinking.
你说上帝会这样做吗？
Do you think God would do this?
会。其实上帝已经做了。
In fact, God has already done this.
但是，只是我们不要以为整个做决定的过程就只有这一部分呢。
Just that we have to understand that the decision-making process, this is not the only component.
它还有全部很多的东西加起来的。
And it's the sum of all parts that comes to this process.
而人的这个了解、人的体会、人的分析也很重要。
Because the man's understanding and analysis as well is very important.
因为人的了解跟人的分析也是上帝提供的。
Because this part where the man's understanding and analysis also is provided by God.
你看到这个彼得他起来讲话。
You see that when Peter stood up and spoke.
他说，在这个第七节，他说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道，神早已在你们中间拣选了我。”然后呢，第八节。 知道人心的这个神，他也为他们做了见证，圣灵赐给他们，正如给我们一样。
In verse 7, it said, some time ago, God. I'm sorry.
第八节可以。
哦，八节。第八节。Verse 8, God, who knows the heart, showed that He accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them.
他们首先要先处理一件事情。
First, they have to deal with one issue.
犹太人那时候的犹太人有一种想法。原因是什么？我们不知道，就是有这个想法。他们不以为上帝会救非犹太人。
Back then, the Jews have this mentality where they do not believe that God would save the non-Jews.
至于为什么会有这样，那个也是一大堆的这个研究才有办法解决。但是我们看到是这样的，所以彼得说：“我告诉你哦，上帝也会救非犹太人的。”
As to how this came about, there is a number of studies that we have to do. But Peter had come on and said, God will save the non-Jews as well.
那么彼得自己怎么样有这种改变呢？因为他也是犹太人。
So how did Peter come about this understanding? Because he is himself is a Jew as well.
上帝自己让彼得也明白这件事情。
God made Peter understand this issue himself.
你翻到第十章《使徒行传》第十章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
那么有一天，彼得要中午要吃饭的时候
，One day Peter was about to have his lunch。
那么突然间呢，上帝给他一个很特别的异象，是三次，不是只有一次。三次呢，天上有东西掉下来。
During that period, God gave him three signs. Where over three occasions, the things that fell off from the sky.
那彼得打开的时候说：“上帝，我不可以吃的，我从来不吃这种东西。”
And Peter said, "I've never eaten this stuff. Would not eat this stuff."
我们知道说犹太人不吃猪的东西的。
We understand that Jews do not eat.
所以为了让你了解，我用新加坡式的，他打开来看，哦，是鸡杂。
So when he opened up his meal, it's a 鸡杂。
或者是罗德卡，卤猪脚。
Trotted. Pig or.
啊，那不可以，不可以吃。上帝说拿起来吃。
And God says, "Pick it up and eat it."
你去想象彼得吞得进去吗？
You can imagine how Peter can go about swallowing that the food.
就好像当年我第一次去台北的时候，他们请我吃狗肉，我死都不吃。
It's like the first time when I went to Taiwan, I was asked to eat dog meat, and I refused to eat.
我不是很爱狗的人，但是就是我怎么样都吃不下，我一想我就要吐了。
He's not that he's a dog lover, but he just could not stand the thought of having to eat dog meat.
所以你可以想象三次上帝跟彼得讲说拿起来吃，拿起来吃。
So three times God told Peter to pick it up and eat the food.
那你不要以为有这个意象事情就清楚了。
And they don't think that just because there are revelations,
things are clear. 请你看第十章第十七节。
Let's turn to the chapter 10, verse 17.
彼得心里正在猜疑之间，不知道所看见的意象是什么意思。
Verse 17, while Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision.
我们常以为有意象，有这样的一个 encounter， 事情应该清楚。
We always thought that we'll see clearly once we have any sort of revelations.
那我们常常会以为我们去解释那个意象的解释就是了。我告诉你，没有这么简单。
It's not as straightforward.
彼得这样一个有旧约圣经背景的人，而旧约是很多意象的。他自己说：“我不明白到底什么意思。”
And for Peter, who is someone who has a very strong background in the Old Testament, given that there were certainly a lot of revelations in the Old Testament, he himself said that he could not understand the meaning of this vision.
然后你注意，你不要以为上帝就是只是给一些很特别的经历给你，然后事情就解决了。
And you certainly don't think that God would give us a special sign and things would just solve itself.
上帝接下来还做很多行动，使到全部的东西加起来才 Oh, that's that.
And God will put other actions into motion, and they will add up to the action that He will like.
上帝同时去感动一个意大利人，也是非犹太人，在《使徒行传》第十章第一节。
God had touched someone in Caesarea, who is a non-Jew as well. At the
叫做哥尼流。
And his name is Cornelius.
然后借着哥尼流呢，去找彼得。
And through Cornelius, that who looked Peter up.
使彼得明白上帝要开始跟彼得讲什么。
Actually help Peter to understand what God was trying to convey to him.
这个呢，在《使徒行传》的这个第十章的这个第三十一节那边有交代。
And this is addressed as well in Acts chapter 10, verse 31.
但是还不够。
And this is still not enough.
接下来上帝让彼得再更一次经验到上帝要他明白的事情。
And God made Peter go through another experience to make him better understand what God is trying to convey. 在十章四十四节那边。Chapter 10, verse 44.
彼得在向人见证耶稣的时候，突然间有一群人被圣灵充满。
And when Peter was witnessing to a group of people, this group of people was suddenly filled with the Spirit.
那么这些人有很多是非犹太人。
And there are a lot of non-Jews among this group of people.
然后彼得自己说，在第十章四十七节。
And Peter himself said, chapter 10, verse 47.
他说这些人受了圣灵跟我们一样。
He said they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have.
那么谁能够禁止用水跟他们施洗呢？所以为他们洗礼。
And so, therefore he says, who can stop them from being baptized with water? And he went ahead and baptized them.
事情是经过这样的一个这么清清楚楚的神的意思，这么清清楚楚的印证了。彼得说：“原来上帝也是要救非犹太人。”
And so after a series of events, Peter went on and understood that God indeed wanted to save the non-Jews as well.
那么上帝也用了很多的这个事情来证明他救犹太人。
And God certainly had through a lot of instances that He saved the Jews.
就是《使徒行传》第一章开始，你一直看到现在。
And through from chapter one, the book of the Acts.
而其中一个最重要的一件事情就是当犹太人呼求上帝用耶稣的名的时候，他们领受圣灵。
And I think the most important part is when the Jews had to call on Jesus to receive the Holy Spirit.
而领受圣灵在旧约呢，就是跟犹太人讲说上帝救犹太人。
And in the Old Testament, when it says to receive the Holy Spirit, it means that God has saved the Jews.
这个跟 charismatic 没有关系。
And this has no bearing or relevance to charismatic.
灵恩运动的弟兄姐妹解这段经文的时候，是用他们后期的经义解释，不是按照这个原来要表达的意思了解的，不一样。
And people of charismatic faith use their experience to try to interpret this passage as opposed to try to rely on what has happened in the Old Testament.
On their own experience.
Own experience.
从旧约解释过来，这个是要证明上帝救以色列人。
And from the Old Testament, this is to show that God has indeed saved the Jews.
不是 second blessing 的问题。
It's not an issue of the second blessing.
如果你听得懂就听得懂，听不懂也无所谓啊，不是 second blessing 的问题，也不是 spiritual gift 的问题。
And it's not a topic on spiritual gift either.
也不是我是不是有被圣灵充满更好的一种的经验的事，不是这些事情。
It's not an issue with respect to being filled with the Spirit and experience.
从旧约那边下来的时候，是上帝自己向犹太人证明，我给你们的救恩现在出现了。
And this is from the Old Testament where God shows that the grace he has given to the Jews has appeared.
然后他们不以为这样的事情救恩会给非犹太人的。
And they did not believe that such grace would be given to the non-Jews.
上帝自己又在出手做事情。
And God himself had to get his hand dirty.
他不但只是给彼得看异象。
And he did not just show any revelation to Peter.
是上帝帮助彼得了解异象，不是由彼得自己去解释那个异象，跟我们今天很多的时候在教会我们听到的是不一样的。
And it's the fact that God had to help Peter understand the revelations, not such that Peter could just understand the revelations himself.
然后上帝透过还有其他不同的这个步骤，让彼得呢不得不 That is that.
That God had to basically use other people around him to make sure that Peter understands the message.
所以彼得这时候在耶路撒冷呢，他可以站起来，他说：“是的，我明白，我也经过这个过程了，我知道神是这样的。”
And certainly at this point, Peter in Jerusalem can actually stand up and say, "I understand this because I've gone through the process."
好，所以是很肯定的，非犹太人呢也是上帝要救的对象。
So it's definitive that non-Jews are targets of God's grace.
然后雅各呢，又在这个旧约圣经的阿摩斯第九章那边也找到这个根据。
And James were able to find a reference from the book of Amos in the Old Testament, chapter 9.
你发现到他们对于过去上帝说过的，他们明白上帝的心意，透过这个研究圣经是很重要的。
And you can see that they were able to, they were very, have a very good understanding of the Old Testament from their study of the Old Testament.
在这个最早期的这个基督徒，他们怎么样明白神的经验这样的一件事情里面？
In the early days, these Jesus followers, they were able to appreciate what's happening.
这里没有给我们像今天在教会你看到一些人想的，就是只要这样子呢，不需要那样。哦，你们这整天查经的没有用啊！我这整天等着听声音的才是最准的。
And this is quite different than what we see these days, where people are just waiting for signs.
你重新好好平心静气读《使徒行传》。
And that if we actually sit down and focus on the book of Acts.
然后你忘记你以前所有的想法。
And let's if you can leave aside what your
好像你第一次读《使徒行传》这样。
And just fresh read on the book of Acts.
你也不要想你自己是 Reformed 的，还是 Charismatic 的，还是 Pentecostal 的，还是 Third Wave 的，还是 Fourth Wave 的，还是这个 Wesley 的，还是这个宋尚杰的。Anyway， 不用翻译。你只要平心静气读，你在这里你看不到那种 mutually exclusive， either this way or that way。Is all kind of way all together. 是所有的都加在一起的。
That everything has to add up together.
而很重要的是
，And the important thing is，
他们都是清清楚楚知道的，不是 I think or maybe 哈，我看大概是哈。
And there's a very strong degree of certainty that they understand and they know.
我们看见神很清楚。帮助他们做决定。
And we can see that very clearly God has helped them make a decision.
但是在这个决定过程当中，人的那一个成分也在里面。他们 argue， 他们用理性分析，他们推论，他们辩论，然后他们总结，他们也感受到神的那一个意象，但是他们呢，又搞清楚你的意象是什么意思。
We cannot ignore the component that man contributed to the decision-making process in terms of the debate, the analysis, and the conclusion itself.
最叫我们感到惊讶的是，为什么雅各说照我的意思
？I think what surprises the most is when James stood up and said, "It's my judgment."
其实，如果你把旧约搞得通的话
，Actually, if we can understand the Old Testament,
雅各虽然说是照他的意思，但是他是很肯定100%是照神的意思。
Actually, even though James has said it's my judgment, but I think if you go through the Old Testament, it's quite clear that James has followed God's words.
我希望我接下来七分钟之内可以把这事情解释清楚。我们翻译快一点。我们看一下雅各做什么决定。我们看他讲的那句话。
Okay, let's look at what James has said.
他说这一些不这些非犹太人信了耶稣之后，接下来怎么样做基督徒呢
？And how do these non-Jews after they believe, how should they live their lives?
很多的细则没有说
Very little details.
他只是给了几个原则
And it just gave a few basic principles.
你看他说什么呢他说29节只要写信告诉他们敬戒偶像还有奸淫还有呢勒死的牲畜的血
Just on verse 29 abstain from food sacrificed to idols from blood from the meat of strangled animals and from sexual immorality.
我这边多了很多东西，这个是 NIV 啊。
对
，That's NIV. The problem with NIV. He trying to make things clear, but sometimes 画蛇添足。Okay, anyway. 总而言之，第一就是不要跟拜偶像的事情有关。
Just have nothing to do with idolatry.
还有呢，奸淫。
Sexual immorality.
第三就是不那种不恰当的这个处理血的事情。
And it's the issue with respect to blood.
为什么雅各总结这三件事情呢
？What did James conclude on these three topics?
而这三件事情不是三条 law 哈、
啊。And these the three are not laws.
所以不要说哦 ，Christian just don't do these three things 就可以了，不是这样讲哈、啊。
It's not that just Christians should just avoid these three things.
你小心想的时候，它是一个原则来的。
These are principles.
然后这个原则，你三个加起来的时候，他把整个上帝的心意呢，就全部包含在内。
There's the three principles when taken together encompass what God will.
认为很快很简单。第一，偶像。
Number one on idols.
信耶稣就是单单只有以上帝是上帝而已。
When you believe in Jesus, God is the only God.
因为上帝是我们唯一的上帝。
Because God is the only God.
因为只有他重新把生命给我们。
Because He is the one who gave us life.
不管有没有其他的神存在，不管其他的神是不是神。
Irrespective of whether they are other gods or whether they are real gods.
我们不用去争这个事情。
We don't have to debate this.
但是就只有耶稣把生命给回我们。
And it's just that, remember that Jesus has given back.
所以这好像在婚姻里面不能够有第三者。
Just like in marriage, it should not be a third party.
如果你不维持这样的关系
，if you do not maintain this relationship，
跟神这样的一种关系的话
，this relationship with God，
这整个信耶稣的事情啊，没有意思的。
And this relationship with God would not mean much。
这跟旧约一样。
It's the same as the Old Testament。
以色列啊，你不能够有其他的神，只有我是你的神。
For the Israelites, you cannot have other gods except me。
这个是非常非常最根本的。
And this is a basic tenet。
你的神可能是你的金钱。你的神可能是你的感情，你的神可能是其他的东西，只要跟神同等，就是偶像。
If you regard relationships, money and whatnot, same level as God, then it means the same thing.
这样的事情会使到呢，你跟上帝之间的那个关系不正常。
And this will cause an abnormality between the relationship with you and God.
其实我们很少想这样的事情。
Because we very seldom would think of this stuff.
就拿很简单的事。
Let's take an easy example.
当你很专心的，你是学生的时候，你很专心做学生。
When we focus on being a good student.
当你是学生的时候，你很专心，你做学生。
When you're a student, you focus on being a good student.
你不会再把其他东西拉进来。
You're not be distracted.
你一定会把你的功课搞好的。
You focus on your grades and get good grades.
所以，当我们今天专一。的一个关系的时候
we focus on the relationships,
使到我们很多事情就能够把它做对跟做好
and it allows us to be to do well and focused in relationships.
这跟从我们跟上帝开始
and it starts from us to God.
那么奸淫是什么
what about sexual immorality?
在人跟人之间最亲密的关系
the most intimate of our relationships between
就是男跟女的关系
it's the relationship between men and women.
男跟女的一个最亲密的关系叫做最亲密的关系
the most intimate of relationship between man and woman
关系是指两个不一样的然后又很亲密的才叫做关系你知道吗
the relationship is defined as between two different parties
not different party
different gender and very
different entity
different entities and being very intimate
这个才叫做 an intimate relationship
and this is what is defined as
不过美国现在的 high court redefine marriage is no longer what not defined in such a way that 是男跟女他是这样讲
The High Court in the U.S. has just repealed and somewhat approved gay marriages in the U.S.
但是，当你真正知道什么叫做关系
，But when you understand exactly what is meant by the term relationship，
是指你跟你一个很不一样的
，And it refers to someone the relationship you have with someone of a different gender。
有一个犹太的这个哲学家叫做 Martin Buber。
As a Jewish theologist, they're called Martin Buber.
他在这样一件事情上给我们最深透的那种了解。
On this issue, he had a very good understanding.
什么叫做关系
？What exactly is meant by relationship?
一种是哀悼，我跟神的。
One is between me and God.
一种是 I eat， 比我低的那种的。
One is between me and an entity who is lower than the.
而在人跟人呢，最特别的就是男跟女的。
And among men, the most special is between men and women.
而当要让男人是更好的男人，女人更好的女人，跟男人跟女人在一起的时候，中间不能够有第三者。
And to what makes a man a better man, what makes a woman a better woman, there should not be any third parties between the two.
只有这样才能够使到两个人更美更好。
And this is the only way for the both parties to become better, to become more beautiful.
当上帝设立是这样子的时候
，When God has created things that way,
他是为着我们好的。
It's for our own good.
这个不是对跟错的问题。
It is not a matter of right and wrong.
是 things in this way will be the best way. 所以这里呢，不要有奸淫。
So no sexual immorality.
这样的话，人跟人的关系就会保持在一个最好的状况。
And this is when the relationship between men would be optimal.
而第三样
，the third thing，
是这个血的问题。
That issue with respect to blood.
血是指尊重生命。
It's about respect for life.
这也是在第十诫里面另外一个很重要的精神。
It's again reflected in this book.
我们如果说我们信上帝，
when we say we believe in God，
上帝是一个赐生命的上帝。
God is a gift of life。
上帝是要让生命能够生长、能够发展的。
And God would like life to develop, to grow.
Genesis chapter one.
Genesis chapter one.
所以如果凡是破坏这样事情跟不尊重生命的呢，是不应该。
So whenever whatever that actually destroys life or actually goes against us is not correct.
所以雅各总结了这三个方面。
So when James concluded on these three principles,
完全符合上帝创造的时候，本来就希望说人应该是怎么样的人。
And it's consistent with the way God created this world that what man should be like.
而我们所谓我们重新信回这个上帝，
and we say that we believe in this God again，
我们重新愿意再以这样的方式来活，
and we are willing to actually live this life this way。
所以你说你信耶稣了，
so when you say you believe in Jesus，
明天是什么意思呢？
What does it mean that in your life tomorrow？
雅各说回到这三方面，这三个原则。
James says go back to these three principles，
就是重新回到上帝要我们做的那样的一种人。
That it goes back to the way God wanted us to be to begin with.
而谁把这样的一个人完全做出来呢？
And who actually lived this way, this life?
你重新想耶稣。
And if you think about it, it's Jesus.
耶稣作为33年的人。
As a man who has lived for 33 years.
你好好的再重新认识他。
If you get to know him again,
他真的把这三方面都做出来。
That he actually has worked on those three principles and lived them well.
虽然他没有结婚，
even though he did not get married,
但是耶稣非常尊重女性。
That even though he did not get married, he was very respectful of women.
我们今天都不尊重女性。
These days we do not respect women.
我们不把女人当人。
We do not regard women as human.
我希望你们不要再看那一些 magazine.
I hope that you do not read those magazines.
都是 project 女人 as a sex symbol.
That project women as the sex symbols.
这个其实是最侮辱女人的。
And this is the most derogatory of women.
而我们就被这些东西污染了。
And I think this has negatively influenced us.
结果我们做就做出伤害人的事情。
And this is what lead us to do hurtful acts.
当人会去尊重另外一个人，尤其是尊重另外一个性别的人的时候，
and it's when men can actually respect someone else or respect someone of different gender，
你才会是一个最幸福的人。
And this is when you are the most fortunate or the happiest。
你不会去伤害别人，也不会伤害你自己。
You will not hurt someone else or hurt yourself。
所以希望大家好好想这个问题。
So let's hope we can all think about this issue。
上帝为什么要这样子叫我们是这样子想东西，为什么要这样子看东西？
And why did God want us to think of things this way or see things this way?
因为这个使我们最健康，使我们的最正常，使我们最好。
And this is the best for, from, just for health and is best for us。
这里面有平安，有喜乐。
And this is, there's peace and joy in this。
我们很感谢这一群人。
We are very thankful for this group of people.
2000年前，他们做了一个这么样的一个决定。
And 2,000 years ago, they came to this decision.
如果他们做的决定不是这样的决定，正如那些人说的，要跟我们犹太人一样。
And if they had actually come to a different decision where we have to follow the law of Moses,
那么今天呢，我们就不是这样了。
I don't think we will be the same way today.
至少我就不是这样。
At least Pastor will not be that.
我需要有很多胡须的。
You'll be bearded up, yes.
啊，才能够在这边呢。讲圣经
and then he'd be,
要有很多无需的，让我们好好自己想一想。
So ponder on this.
你也需要做决定。
And you have to make a decision.
你怎么样做决定？
How do you make a decision?
今天我们是用感受做决定。
We use feelings today.
I feel that I want to do this. 感受没有错。
There's nothing wrong being using feelings.
但是不要让只有这个。做唯一的参考。
Just do not simply rely on feelings in your decision making.
也不要在你这个不适合的时候，要做一些超过你年龄应该做的决定。
And do not try to make decisions that are beyond your age.
因为那个对你自己很不公平。
It's not fair to you.
也对别人很不公平。
And it's not fair to the others.
有些时候有一些你要等。
And sometimes you just have to wait.
你让。你的长辈让你的一些其他人给你参考，你不要太快说 I want my own decision.
be sure to listen to guidance from my elders and not rush into decisions yourself.
当你很认真问你自己，好，我给你做决定，你受得起这个后果吗？
Can you actually take the consequences of the decisions that you take?
我们要 right 的时候，让我们也会对自己负责任。
That we actually take responsibility for the actions that we take.
这样的话，我们做的决定就一定是不会是带给自己跟带给别人伤害。
And the decisions of this nature would therefore not harm ourselves or the people around us.
而今天我们有在更美更好的是，我们可以一起来互相做决定。
And we can actually help each other make decisions on important matters.
希望你珍惜在教会的这样一个机会，珍惜你在小组的这样的一个机会跟这样的一个权利。
And I hope you appreciate the opportunity that you have in this church and within your cell groups.
You don't absent. 你不要缺席。你缺席的话，就是你弃权，然后你放弃一个你很尊贵的一个作用在这里。
Don't stay out, be present and take advantage of this opportunity.
让我们都是 actively, 当我们都是 committed 的，然后当我们也都是呢很积极的互相 engage each other.
That we actually actively engage each other and be active in this process.
甚至我们要辩论。
Even if we have to debate,
甚至可能我们要争吵,
and then we have to quarrel,
但是我们不是感情破裂,
but it's got nothing to do with actually hurting each other emotionally.
是因为我们要更加认真地知道说我们应当为上帝做什么样的决定。
It's all about making the right decision, particularly in the sight of God.
因为上帝把这一个权力给了我们。
Because God has given us this power.
这个是非常尊贵的。
Yeah, this is a very precious.
所以在民主社会里面，凡是你已经二十一岁的，你被给你投票权，这个是很神圣的。
And the in most democratic societies, you are allowed to vote when you are 21, and this is actually a very precious precious thing.
但是我们要问我们自己，我们想得通吗？我们想够了吗
？But we have to ask ourselves, do we understand the power and what we are going through?
所以记得。你接下来要做任何一些对你自己、对别人一些决定的时候
，Remember when you have to make decisions that impacts you or the people around you。
你记得两千年前有一群人，他们曾经怎么样为我们做了很重要的决定，而给我们这么大的祝福
？And remember 2,000 years ago, the decision, the important decision this group of people made for us, and the blessing that they've given us.
让我们今天也学他们这样。
And let's learn from them.
而上帝肯定帮助引导我们。
And that God will continue to lead and help us.
所以我们一定要寻求上帝。
And that we always have to seek God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，你不把我们放在世上，让我们自己迷失，让我们自己摸索，让我们自生自灭。你爱我们，你管我们，你引导我们。但很多时候我们认为你的这个管教是干扰，是限制，是压制。求你帮助我们重新欣赏主你自己来自于你的爱，跟你的那个责任，跟你那种担当。我们也知道你愿意让我们做决定，让我们自己承担责任。你跟你的圣灵主耶稣基督交通感动，跟你自己从天上而来随时的这个指示，甚至是意象声音，还有你自己的话，跟你自己过去你自己是怎么样的一位上帝，可以再一次借着圣灵活化在我们的面前，帮助我们决定。我们知道我们不是孤单的，我们不是被放在一个孤岛，我们不是被放弃的，被放逐的，我们是被爱的，我们是被看护的，我们是会被引导的。让我们今天开始，我们天天与你保持关系，我们天天寻求你，在乎你，向你祷告，读你的话，跟弟兄姐妹一起分享，跟弟兄姐妹一起讨论，甚至我们当中辩论。让我们知道你自己美善的心意会成就在我们当中。我们感谢你，奉耶稣基督的名。